the news, Prime Minister Mia Motley calls on communities to be more supportive of young people. The Ministry of Education says measures are being put in place to address the environmental issues at St. John Primary. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party is criticising what it's calling the slow pace at which the ministry is addressing these issues. Haitian gangs move into rural areas as UN officials call for new force to be deployed and more hostages and prisoners swap on the fifth day of Hamas-Israeli truce. The 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Maurice Norville. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley has again called on individuals within the communities to assist with the development of young people. Her comments came during the unveiling ceremony for the monument to the Barbadian family at the National Heroes Square last evening. Ms. Motley says the family and community need to work together to address issues that have an impact on young people.
Whether through mental health difficulties as young people, as we have seen in recent times, or whether those who believe that the new family should be the gang, that we say to them that do not lose your roots. And do not forget those who love you unconditionally, even if they have not understood how to express it. Rest of us who can intercede where those relationships are clearly broken and where there is need for healing, then we should do so with dignity and with respect. Because it is not every parental relationship that can lead to contentment or happiness. And more often than not, it is the extended family that makes the difference to whether that journey of that particular child can be smooth or whether it becomes disrupted.
And Ms. Motley explained the importance of the monument.
The link between the family and the national heroes remains important. The national heroes, as signified, shows us what is possible. But without the family, none of them would be where they are today and capable of producing what they produce to build this nation. I ask us, therefore, today to reflect that as we seek to continue to be firm craftsmen of our faith, that we understand that while families are not being divided on arrival, that not enough is being done to keep families together in our communities. And this time, we can't look outside the answer. We have to look within.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The St. John Primary School will be closed today and on Friday. This is according to the Deputy Chief Education Officer Joy Adamson. The announcement follows 3 days of protest from staff at the school after teachers refused to enter the building, which they say is mold infested, leading to respiratory illnesses and severe medical problems. Ms. Adamson says that the ministry is working to relocate students and staff of the school.
The ministry's first priority is to finalize conversations with a potential new location for the rest of the term. We are therefore actively pursuing an alternative location for Monday, December the 4th, 2023.
She says despite efforts by the ministry from the start of this year, the school continues to be plagued with several issues. The Democratic Labour Party is criticising the way in which the Ministry of Education is addressing environmental issues at various schools across the island. Assistant General Secretary Pedro Shepherd says the environmental challenges are not being addressed in a timely or appropriate manner. He blames it on what he calls incompetent leadership.
There have been environmental problems at several schools for decades, but certainly as the government, as recent as 2008 to 2018, every effort was made to address such serious matters in the shortest possible time. We are not accustomed to this level of educational leadership coming from Constitution Road. Minister Bradshaw and her successor, Minister McConney, has failed education miserably as we continue to see weak leadership within that ministry. How much longer should an incompetent minister and chief education officer be allowed to destroy Barbados's treasure? The time has come for action to be taken on the many expensive reports from air quality specialists and environmentalists on the sick buildings across Barbados.
And Mr. Shepherd offered solutions to address these environmental issues.
The ministry must conduct an audit of all schools and where temporary accommodation can be sought, amalgamate schools to enable extensive renovations. For example, a shuttle service can be provided to accommodate St. John Primary and the nearby St. Margaret's Primary, where that school is stripped and completely renovated. 3, the ministry must also ensure that contractors meet basic standards when being hired to work on government properties, including schools, and forget the political patronage. The construction of a new school in St. John is not the answer.
Democratic Labour Party's Assistant General Secretary, Pedro Shepherd. Well, several residents in the St. Michael and St. Philip parishes reported feeling yesterday's earth tremor. The UWI Seismic Research Center reported a 5.4 magnitude earthquake just southwest of Barbados around 11:26 yesterday morning.
It reminded me of the earthquake that we had back in 2007, one day shy of when it happened, because it happened on November 29th, 2007, and then it happened today. It gave me the same queasy feeling in my stomach and had me feeling like I had vertigo, and I felt the tremor. However, it was not as impactful as it was the last.
I just got up, felt scared instantly, and I knew it was an earthquake, so I went outside. But it really affected me. It was not a good feeling. We are never prepared for these things. But I didn't have any damage to the house or anything, but I had rocking in the home.
I was actually in Carlton Car Park when I felt it, and then there's this truck right next to me. That started to shake too, and I was telling myself, whoa.
Barbadians affected by the earth tremor yesterday. Meantime, education and outreach manager at the UWI Seismic Research Center in Trinidad, Stacey Edwards, is urging members of the public to always be on the alert for an earthquake, stressing that, well, they can occur at any time. Ms. Edwards tells Starcom Network News this is due to the region being in a seismic active area.
So as geologists would say, that if something has happened in the past, we can't expect it to happen again in the future. So this information is not to scare people, but it's really just to remind people that we're living in a seismically active area. And so people should be aware of that, and they should be prepared for that in terms of being prepared for earthquakes and government buildings according to code and whatnot. And I know that the DEM in Barbados does a lot of preparation on public awareness in a multi-hazard way, which would include earthquakes as well as, of course, tropical hydromet hazards like, you know, hurricanes and tropical storms. And I know even recently after the volcanic eruption in St. Vincent and the impact of the ash on Barbados, the DEM has been working on getting people sort of aware of that and prepared for that.
Education and Outreach Manager at the UWI Seismic Research Center, Stacey Edwards. And former students of the Charles F. Broome Primary School who rose to excellence with their talent on the international stage, were yesterday honored with a mural at the school. The painting, designed by the Charles brothers, depicts the images of Olympian Obadele Thompson, former West Indies captain Jason Holder, as well as dancer and choreographer Aisha Kamijong. Gang violence in Haiti is on the rise, with new alliances being forged and expansion into rural areas previously considered safe. According to a new report issued by the United Nations, published yesterday by the UN Human Rights Office and the UN Political Mission in Haiti, greater efforts will need to be made to strengthen the institutions of the rule of law in Haiti, in particular the police, the judiciary, and the penitentiary system. In the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Prime Minister Mia Motley calls on communities to be more supportive of young people. Ministry of Education says measures are being put in place to address the environmental issues at St. John Primary. Meanwhile, the Democratic Labour Party criticises what it calls the slow pace at which the ministry is addressing these issues. Haitian gangs move into rural areas as UN officials call for new force to be deployed in Haiti. This has been the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of One Caribbean Media. Next edition, 8:30 this morning. Maurice Norville, wishing you a wonderful Wednesday.